نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 16th of Sha'ban 1443. And our topic for tonight is Al-Awhawadith wal-Waqiyat fi Ramadan. We all know that in 2 weeks' time, inshallah, Ramadan Mubarak will start. So many ulama are informing us about the fadail and virtues, the masail and the rules that govern the month of Ramadan. But one aspect that is neglected is the historical perspective. Why should a Muslim study history? Each one of us should study history for three reasons. Reason number one, when we study history, then we will be motivated, inspired for the future. The second reason, we must study history so that we do not repeat the mistakes of the past. And the most important reason, you, my youth and esteemed listeners, why we must and study history is because our Islamic history is unique. It's not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, the ulama-i rabbani, the true scholars who gave their life for deen, and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. So now in this 40-45 minutes I have, I will just take you through some incidents that occurred during our past. But alas, majority of us, we don't even know it, and we're not even bothered that we don't know it. That is the tragedy. It was the first of Ramadan, the year 20th year after the Hijrah. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala and the Sahaba came and they conquered Egypt. Now you work out the maths, 20th year after the Hijrah, 1443. So 1423 years ago, Egypt was conquered. They were engrossed in kufr and shirk, in blasphemy and polytheism. And from that day onward, Sahaba did not conquer the land and sand, my brothers, only. They conquered the hearts of people. From that day onwards, Arabic is the lingua franca, the official language of Egypt. Islam is the official religion. Politics aside, there were vicissitudes, ups and downs and so forth. But the great contribution Egypt has made to Islam and Muslims, very few countries have made. If you study the field of hadith, you must remember Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani is buried there. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah used to say, "Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu." You will never find another Ibn Hajar in the world again. And today in our hadith literature, when we say waqala al-Hafiz, then it refers to Ibn Hajar Asqalani. There is a person, I don't know if any one of you is present. Before I forget, our Hazrat, our Ustad, I should say, Hazrat Mawana Ismail Desai Sahib, Hafizahullah, is ill, he's sick. He knows what it is, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna, maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif, dear brothers and sisters. The aim is to finish our life in the service of the noble Quran. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him, our Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Sahib, Hafizahullah, Siha, Afia, and Qabuliyat in this world and in the year after. I share with you one incident of Egypt. It will inspire you. And you, my young brothers, who in 2 weeks' time, two and a half weeks' time, you will be here on the Musalla. If you study Qahira, if you study Cairo, then you will know on the periphery there were many, many areas. So there's a Qari Sahib, we met him in Karachi. We met him there in other places also. One day when I was in Makkah, it was King Faisal's time. King Faisal became Shaheed in 75. Therefore we say King Faisal a Shaheed, Rahimahullah. Nevertheless, at that time, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri came to Makkah Mukarrama, and lo and behold, they announced it from where they give the adhan. They said, Sheikh is going to read. Everybody should remain silent, but those who want to continue with their tawaf must continue. Nowadays, they don't allow it. Do you know who is Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri? He was a young boy, mashallah. And some of the elders saw a dream. In the dream, they saw that the grape juice was flowing. This is 100 years ago, approximately. So they came to the mashayikh, to the great scholars of Azhar that time, not today's Azhar. Today's Azhar is the less said, the better it is. So 100 years ago, you must remember, plus minus. So he asked them that who saw the dream? And they said, the sheikh. They said, who are the children, grandchildren? They said, this is the child, this is the children. They said, what's his name? They said, Mahmud. So they said, tell Mahmud, he must enroll in Azhar. He must become the Hafiz. He must become the Qari. He must become the Sheikh. Do we know who is Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri? So in the olden days, when the dust would fly on the periphery of Cairo, then his family used to tell the youngsters, Sheikh Mahmud and them when they were very young, go take the hasir, go take the small carpet and put there for the musafir so that they can read salat, not on the land and sand, but on the carpet. So that is how they received the surname and family name Husri. That is because of the carpets. So they made the khidmat of the muswallis. Allah Jalla Wala accepted him. How Allah accepted him? Awwalu man sajjal al-Qur'an. The first person, I don't know if you remember, that in the olden days that we had that record players, 45, 75, then Sheikh Abdul Basit came out. The first one was Sheikh Khalil Mahmud Khalil Husri. Then, awwalu man qara' al-Qur'an bi riwayati Hafs. Awwalu man qara' al-Qur'an bi riwayati Warsh. Awwalu man qara' al-Qur'an bi riwayati Qalun. So this might be all Greek to you. Remember that when you look at the great, great Qurra, the first person in the world to record the entire Quran Sharif, according to that narration, was Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri, rahimahullah. Awwalu man qara' al-Quran fil umam al-muttahida. The first person to read the Quran Sharif in front of all the delegates at the United Nations, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. Awwalu man qara' al-Quran fil bayt al-abyad. They had to read the Quran Sharif in the White House, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. When you give your life for Quran, my brothers, sisters, children, Allah will elevate you. And the hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala, when we attach ourselves to Quran Sharif, Allah elevates us. And we detach ourselves from Quran, Allah debases and relegates us and humiliates us. You see the plight of the Ummah today. So go and study the history of Egypt. We've been several times. When you go to Cairo, it's not only River Nile and the pyramids. Go to Masjid Amr bin As. If you know the history and you know Arabic, the whole history is written on the wall there. 70, 80 Sahaba were involved in the structure and building of that masjid. With time, mashallah, passing, they now made it a very big and beautiful masjid. So they were the ones, 70, 80 Sahaba, to work out what is the direction of the Qibla and so forth and so on. So this was in the year 20 that Egypt was conquered, Cairo was conquered, the whole area there. And lo and behold, the next year in Ramadan 21, Iskandaria, Alexandria was conquered as well. So go study what happened every day in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, in our books, Milestones, and on our websites in Markaz Sahaba, my website, you will find every day of the year, not only Ramadan, what occurred in our golden history. So I don't have much time to tell you all, but I'll just fast forward. We go to the 13th of Ramadan. Before you understand this, you need to understand about Iran. I visited Iran in 2013. So we went, we just took a chance, Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And remember that we went from Johannesburg to Dubai, Dubai to Tehran, no visa, nothing. And then I told my wife, just stay at the back, read Salawat, Durood Sharif, whatever you can remember. Then my turn came, there were 8-10 people in front of me. So I presented my passport, so Abdul Qadir Hussein. So he asked me, Husseini? So I said, yes, Husseini. So then I presented my wife's passport, Fatima. He said, yes, Fatima. Husseini Fatima is the best name to have there in Iran. So they were 100% sure that we are Shias or something. So he said, sit down. And then after 5-10 minutes, he called us, they gave us visa. No questions asked. But the next day they realized they made a mistake. But they didn't tell us anything. Nobody intimidated us. We could go anywhere and so forth and so on. My brothers, I want you to know this because our people are very gullible and naive also. I'll give you the Gregorian calendar. It will make it easier for you to remember and understand. So during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, in the year 640, that area of Iran and Iraq and all that is conquered, they should be indebted to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Instead of being grateful, thankful what they did, I'll explain to you just now. So around 640 Gregorian calendar, to the year 1500 Gregorian calendar, you work out the maths, you must remember that more than 8 centuries, those of you who are ulama, those of you who are students, and you're really interested in studying properly, not hit and run business. So you must remember Ibn Majah comes from Qazwin. Qazwin is where? Qazwin is there in Iran. So Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, so where Imam Muslim comes? Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, Nisapur, he was Nisapur. Nisapur is in Iran. So you must, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah, Nu'man bin Thabit. From where does he forefathers come? They come from Iran. So they Faris, they Persians. So brothers, if you look at the list, so from 640 to 1500 Gregorian calendar, Iran, you must remember, is a Muslim country. Is a Sunni country, belonging to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And then what happens in the year 1501 Gregorian calendar, there is a Sufi, but the Sufi, a plastic Sufi. Sometimes our people, they say that person is Buzruk. But when we study his life, when I point to you, make maaf, I'm just pointing at him. See, just now he called me something. You know? People are sensitive. So you must remember that he's not a Buzruk, he turned out to be a Bushkruk. You understood? So you must remember this type. You see all the scandals coming out here. Durban, I think, a lot of barakat here. Every day I see some scandal. Inna lillahi. Oh, Muslims, inna Allah ta'ala have mercy on us. Anyway, so let's carry on. So there was the shaitan, we must call him Ismail Safawi. So Ismail Safawi became a big Sufi, a big pirza, a big sheikh, a murshid. And then he got his murids and that. Now people are blind, you know. So when he built up a sufficient amount of forces and influence, then he told his people that they known as the Safavis, that you must go and start slaughtering the ulama of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, if you know Iranian history. And that is what happened. On the other side was the Ottoman Empire. Do you know Ottoman Empire, brothers? So you must remember Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. 30 years after that is Khilafat Rashida. Thereafter, you must remember the Umayyad dynasty, 90 years. Thereafter, the Abbasid dynasty, 525 years. Thereafter, remember the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire, you must remember, ruled for 640 years approximately. As far as duration and time goes, so it was one of the greatest, remember. They were not controlling cities and countries. They were ruling almost three continents. Half of Africa they were controlling. Asia, majority of it. Half of Europe they were controlling. That is the Ottoman Empire, the Dawlatul Uthmaniyya, read about them. So they, the Ottoman Empire, stood up against these Rawafis, against these enemies of Sahaba. And remember, in Ramadan, the 13th of Ramadan, the year 1578, then they dispatched 15,000 of these Rawafis, Shias, straight to the hellfire. So you need to understand how the Ottoman Empire, they defended Islam in different countries, different continents and different places. When Ramadan comes, our people were not eating samosas and bhajjas and sleeping the whole time like me and you. Our Ramadan is khana, peena, sona, pakhana, you know. Just eat, sleep, go toilet and say, make that zikr, make the busruk ban gaya. No. They were dicing with death, you must remember that. Then we come, you must remember, to the 17th of Ramadan. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَبْهُ عَشَرٍ. Do you know what is the 17th of Ramadan? Subhanallah. So many incidents took place on the 17th of Ramadan. One side, Abu Jahl and them left Makkah. 1,000 of them approximately. They brought the women, they brought the wine, they brought the dine, they brought the swine. Everything, the celebration started. We are the superpower. Who can take us on? We will eat you up for breakfast. Allah speaks of them. When Abu Jahl and his comrades and cronies left, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Do not low, leave your places filled with pride and arrogance. Allah Jalla Wala will disgrace you. He was not prepared to listen, so he came. Abu Sufyan told him, Abu Sufyan was a non-Muslim at that time. Afterwards he embraced Islam. I'm safe, you don't have to come. He said, no, we must teach these Muslims a lesson. But Allah taught him and the others such a lesson. It's Laylatul Jumu'ah. Go to Badr. Today everything is open, you can go. So you must remember that Thursday night, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the night of Jumu'ah, 17th Ramadan, Friday, is Yawm al-Furqan, the day of distinction, where Almighty Allah is going to give victory to the Muslims and defeat and humiliation to the enemies. That night, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, weeping, crying, Allahumma in tuhlik hadhil isaba, lan tu'bad ba'd al-yawm. Ya Allah jalla jalaluhu, if this group of 313 have to perish, then your name will never be taken again. The shawl mubarak of the Master alayhi salam was about to fall. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Thaniyathnain, he said, Hasbuka ya Rasulullah. Hasbuka ya Rasulullah. Is sufficient ya Rasulullah. So, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is enough. Victory will be for us inshaAllah that Friday on the Ma'rika when the battle takes place. Today if you go, second year of Hijrah, we 1443, more than 1440 years. Go and see the sand around and go see the place where the Ma'rika, the battle took place. What role the Sahaba played? Look at Sahaba. Mufti Sahib read now, if you only understood Urdu, and that Hafiz Sahib read Hafiz Muhammad, wonderful, mashallah. So my brothers, that Sahaba came and they told the Master alayhi salam, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi sallam, Salma shi'ta. Sil man shi'ita, waqta aman shi'ita. You ask whatever you want. You join us with whoever you want. You cut us off from whoever we want. We will never tell you like what the Israelites. They told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, "Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hauna qa'idun." That you go and your Allah go and fight, we will sit here like spectators. That's what they told Nabi Musa alayhi salam. We will never do that, Ya Rasulullah. We will dice with death. Lo and behold, they showed the world a lesson. You see how Taliban in our time showed the Americans and their coalition, 48 countries, such a lesson they'll never ever forget. They don't have appetite for any war now. Therefore, you see what's happening. America say we're not going to put troops because the troops are demoralized, defeated and humiliated. So that superpower, Abu Jahl and them, were brought to their knees. 70 of them dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. 70 of them taken as prisoners of the war. Sahaba, 14 of them martyred. And the Mubarak, Qubur, and all that day in Badr, if you go and visit, see how they were fired up in Ramadan. 17th of Ramadan, the 40th year after the Hijrah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu moves the Khilafat. Time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Medina is the capital. Time of Sayyidina Umar, I was telling you of Sayyidina Umar. The Iranians, they indebted to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Instead of showing gratitude to him, I arrived in Tehran on the 1st of Rabiul Awwal. It was a Monday, 2013. That Friday was 5th of Rabiul Awwal, 2013. I was in a place called Kashan. Kashan is famous for the carpets, if you know about carpets. So nevertheless, the driver there, so he had a list, because I made condition with them, I'll pay you more, you have to pay in dollars. So I'll pay you more, but I don't want group in there. And you must give me a driver, give me the vehicle, just my wife and myself, and the driver must know English. We learned a little bit Farsi, Persian, but we all forgot everything, you know. So I wanted somebody, so they gave me all that. So he, when I told him, we must go here, he tell me he's not on the list. So I say, okay. His name was Zahari, I still remember. So I told him, Zahari, you see, me and you now, we have to make some deal. For one US dollar, that time, now it's even more. So for one US dollar, that time, when I started changing, was 33,000 Iranian rial. Now it's gone to over 100,000 plus minus. So remember that their currency also real. So first time, you know, I felt nice. I had million in my pocket, you know. I'm a millionaire, you know. I feel nice, you know, in this type of thing. So anyway, all that. So I told him, Zahari, because the way we're going to eat, I shouldn't touch their meat. I shouldn't touch their kitchen, their chicken, nothing. I only used to eat fish and I used to eat vegetables and fruit. So he told me, why you don't eat? So I don't want to tell him now, you also, you know, mix up. I say, Zahari, listen to me. Wherever we go, you must buy the best food, 5-star, 6-star, whatever, and I'll pay for it. So I say, now it's in the list. You say, yeah, now it's in the list. You understand? So you say, anywhere you want to go, it's in the list now. So that first Rabiul Awwal, so that Friday, that's Allah, you know, Allah helps us always. So I told him, Zahari, there's a place here somewhere, and I want to really go there. You know, you'll build a shrine, a mazar, of Abu Lu'lu Majusi, fire worshipper Zoroastrian. He came and he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu Fajr time. If you go read the entire incident in Bukhari Sharif, you will cry what happened and so forth. Anyway, so you must use the dagger and so forth. So these shaitans, what else can one call? For the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in Kashan, they built a big massive shrine which I saw, and they call it Baba Shujauddin. You are the bravest person, you did something very good. You eliminated and you murdered Sayyidina Umar. We hate Umar, Allah forbid, they say, we can't say. We say we love Sayyidina Umar. We give our life for Sahaba, inshallah. So you must remember that. So that is what they did for the person who brought Islam to them. I mean, need to understand this thing. Let's carry on. 17 Ramadan, so remember that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, after Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman. So Sayyidina Usman became Khalifa on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24 after Hijrah. In the year 35, in the ending, he was martyred. Nevertheless, now this turmoil in Medina and so forth, Sayyidina Ali becomes the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. He realizes that Medina, now there's mayhem and so many parties. So he moved to Kufa and Iraq. So he ruled from the ending of 35 to 40. So the enemies again, they made a plot and a plan. They said, we need to murder, assassinate him. For who? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. Abdurrahman bin Muljim came, 17 Ramadan, the year 40 after Hijrah, and he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was martyred, murdered, assassinated by the same enemies of Islam. Understand this. So you need to know, if you know the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Hussein's daughter, his honorable mother, is Fatima Kubra radiallahu anha. His beloved daughter is Fatima Sughra. She told them after the martyrdom of her father, قَاتَلْتُمْ أَبِي كَمَا قَاتَلْتُمْ جَدِّي بِالْأَمْسِ. You killed my father and martyred and murdered him today like you martyred and murdered my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. This is not written only in our books, it's written in their books which we have. Al-Ihtijaj by Tabarasi. What they said after Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's daughter told them and cursed them, they read poetry. The poetry is written in their book. They sang the poetry. قَاتَلْنَا أَلِيًّا وَبَنِي أَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein Ali Azubillah, Allah forbid. We used the swords and the spears made in India. So what bigger evidence, testimony you want? Who are the culprits? Who are the criminals? And who is getting the blame? Think about it seriously. Thereafter, 17 Ramadan, the year 58, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the Ladli, the beloved Sahib Zadi, the beloved daughter of Siddiq, she passes away. Do we even know who is Siddiqa? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her so much. There the Master alayhi salatu salam gave different titles and names for her. Ya Siddiqa, Ya Humaira, you the one with the red, red complexion. Ya Muwaffaqa, Allah gave you divine ability, capability. Oh Siddiqa, oh Aish. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not call her Aisha, it's Aish. You must remember that. So Tarkheem, we call that in Balagha and all that. So remember, out of love for Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, so in the year 58 she passes away. She is, understand this point for you students and ulama, she is the greatest Shaykha al-Hadith, the greatest lady to narrate and report Hadith. 2,210 Ahadith were reported. She knew the inside, what's happening in the household of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she was the greatest female. And our mother Siddiqa, namus sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz hai, to protect the honor, dignity of the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Nabi alayhi salam and sahaba, is compulsory. So she narrated 2,210 Ahadith. Now her janaza is there. Who is going to perform her Salatul Janaza? The greatest Shaykhul Hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he reported 5,374 Ahadith. So remember, this was in Medina, and it was the 17th of Ramadan, the year 58, some say 57, some say 58. That's academic discussion. So the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith performed the Salatul Janaza of the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith. And that is Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He passes away in 59 or so. Remember Sayyidina Abu Huraira. He used to make dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min imarati sibyan. Ya Allah, protect me and I seek your protection. Before the youngsters come into power, you take me away. His dua got accepted, remember that. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu passes away in 60. So the point I'm making here is that see what happened during 17 Ramadan. Go on. In the 20th of Ramadan, the second year after the Hijrah, so the Battle of Badr just finishes. Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved, lovely, Sahib Zadi. Sayyidah Ruqayya radiallahu anha, the honorable wife of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anha. So she passes away. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so sad. Therefore Sayyidina Usman did not participate in the Battle of Badr because he was taking care of his honorable wife. So on the 20th of Ramadan, the second year after the Hijrah, Sayyidah Ruqayya radiallahu anha wantaqalat ila rahmatillah. You see, fasting. Fasting became compulsory in the second year of the Hijrah. So during the month of Sha'ban. But in the ending of that year, second year, so on the 28th of Ramadan, 28th of Ramadan, we must remember the second year. So what happens? We find that Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr, both words are used in the Hadith. Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr, that becomes compulsory, we should remember. Ottoman Empire, the people who ruled the longest period was Suleiman Qanuni. You know Suleiman Qanuni? Suleiman the Magnificent. Today our people go to Turkey, Istanbul, just see the Blue Mosque, they just see Hagia Sophia, Topkapi, then it's all, you know, shopping and thus. You must go and read Suleiman the Magnificent, Suleiman Qanuni. He drew up the constitution of the Ottoman Empire. Those of you who follow the Hanafi school, you should know during the Ottoman Empire, they compiled a book on Islamic jurisprudence, and that was the fiqh and jurisprudence practiced according right through the whole Ottoman Empire. It's called, you must remember, Majalla, so then Sharah Majalla, and a lot of books were written after that. So brothers, remember, he ruled Suleiman the Magnificent for 48 years. 48 years. Sultan Abdul Hamid ruled for 33 years. Their contribution, magnificent, remember this. So one envoy of the Muslims was murdered in Belgrade. Belgrade nowadays is the capital of Serbia. So he, Suleiman the Magnificent, sent an army. And there to Belgrade and so forth. And said they got no right, even in those days, you must remember, there was diplomatic immunity. You can't be killing diplomats and all these type of things. So anyway, you must remember that that's what they did to the Muslim diplomat envoy. So he, Suleiman Qanuni, sent the army, and lo and behold, in the heart of Europe, in Belgrade, remember, they defeated them during the time of Suleiman the Magnificent. And then the first Jummah Salah took place there in his time, in the heart of Europe. How many of us even aware of all these things? Today we think the white is the best and where the West is the best and white is right. Remember that all is falling apart for them. If you know today's politics, you know what happened? So India is buying oil from Russia and paying the Russians in Indian rupees. So where's America? Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. Anybody, any system based on falsehood, they must perish. It's Allah's system. I told them, they don't listen. But when they perish, then they'll come. Like our white apartheid regime. So remember that when they told the Bura, nobody would believe. But when the collapse came, then they saw it, it was too late. So America, Israel, Arab Tempot dictators, one by one, you will see them all collapsing, domino effect. You know what I mean? It's Allah's system, this. So I just gave you one, there's so many other examples. So carry on. So now we see Muslims. Now I'll come to the last two, three. You see, there's a person, you youngsters, what you doing? 17, you passing matric all there. At the age of 17, Muslims were conquering countries, you must remember. You read the story of Muhammad bin Qasim. Go read about Muhammad bin Qasim, rahimahullah. Futiha Sindh, thumma futiha al-Hind. First they conquered Sindh. Sindh is in Pakistan. And thereafter they conquered the Hind. So that was on the eastern side. You must remember the year 92. And on the western side, then remember who? So you must remember Tariq bin Ziyad. Tariq bin Ziyad is 22 years old. And he spoke to Musa bin Nusayr, who was the governor and chief of North Africa and so forth. And he said that, you know, there's so many complaints coming from Spain that they are making zulm, oppression, all that, on their people. But we are Muslims. We must go and teach them. So anyway, after much discussion, so they gave permission. He went with his boats and ships. Who? Tariq bin Ziyad. You know what they call the Iberian Peninsula? You take Portugal, you take Spain together. We visited all these countries, alhamdulillah. So you must remember on the 28th of Ramadan, make note of this, mental note. On the 28th of Ramadan, the year 92, remember Andalusia comes into being. The Muslim Spain, and that area is conquered by the Muslims. 22 years old, Tariq bin Ziyad. Few days before that, he saw Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go, and victory is yours. Once they crossed, and they came on the land, he took the boats and the ships, and they burnt everything to pieces. Ya Allah, we will establish Islam here, or otherwise that we will perish here. You know how long Islam stayed in Andalus, Muslim Spain? For more than 780 years, almost 8 centuries Islam in Andalusia, Muslim Spain. Go and see the masajid that were there. Go and see the monuments, the palaces that are there. Hamra Palace, Qurtuba Masjid, your Tafsir Qurtubi from there. Your Qazi Munzir, one of the greatest Qazi of his time. The Maliki Fiqh, it flourished at that time in Muslim Spain. Hafiz ibn Abdul Bar, Ibn Hazm Zahiri, all of them came from there. When we visited Spain, my brothers, and I walked in the Jamia Qurtuba, we dressed just like this. So I went with my wife. They made our masjid. Understand what I'm saying? It's our masjid. If you look at the design, you look at the architecture, everything similar to Masjid Nabawi. So to the Masjid of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, it was the largest masjid in the world, Musaqqaf, that had a roof right through. Today you go, it's a church. They're playing the piano, and they're playing church music. And I just walked in, and the police surrounded me. And they said, no prayer, no prayer. Then we walked right in front. Until today, the first serf is cordoned off. And remember, the mihrab is there, the niche is there. So again, another group of police came, and they surrounded me, my wife and myself. So they said, no prayer. So obviously, with tears in our eyes. So I told my wife, they can go fly a kite, we'll do what we want to do. So we raised our hands, and I said, dua, they can't prevent us. So we started raising our hands and made dua. They were looking, they couldn't say anything. So see, inqilab-e zamana. You South Africans, don't be proud and arrogant. We got this masjid, we got that masjid, we got this Darul Uloom, and we got this sheikh and all. Wallahi, the whole of South Africa, the whole of Africa, today, I'm speaking of today, you put together, we can never compare what Andalus had, what Muslim Spain had. The caliber of scholars, the masajid they had, the Darul Ulooms they had. Today you go, everything wiped out almost. Why? Because you must remember, the people got so engrossed in the worldly matters, and everybody had their own kingdom. Ta'ifa, ta'ifa, ta'ifa. That everybody, kullu hisbim mimma ladayhim farihun. Everybody wanted to be a king. Everybody wanted to be a ruler. Likulli jama'atin fina imam, walakinnal jami'a bila imam. So the shayid, the poet says, everybody group got their own leader, but all of us rudderless without a leader. Is that not the plight of the ummah today? So understand these things, dear brothers. So go and study the lessons of Ramadan. Last one, and then we'll conclude. It is the 8th year of the Hijrah. The same people who put Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an. Our problem is what, brothers? When we go Makkah, where's the latest restaurant? The sisters, where's the latest abaya and shops and all this thing? When we used to go for Umrah, Hajj, all that, so they put me in front, make dua, so we make dua. Ya Allah, hamare Umrah ko kabul farma, ameen. They make loud. Ya Allah, hamare Hajj ko kabul farma, ameen. Ya Allah, hamare ziyarat Madina ko kabul farma, ameen. Ya Allah, Madina ko maut naseeb farma. They all become Hanafis. So I asked them, that Kala, what happened? He said, no, we want to die, but we don't want to die now. Well, shopping khalas ni take you. Shopping is still not finished. So I asked the man, you? He said, no, one pocket got dollars, other one got riyals. Then the money is still left, how we can die now? But we all say we love Madina. How's that now? So think properly where we are, brothers. You go next time for Umrah and that, you go to Makkah, go with the old taxi driver. The youngsters are so good for nothing. They'll take you some other place. So you must go to the old taxi driver, Arab, and tell him to take you to Batha Quraysh. So when he takes you to Batha Quraysh, today is all built up, but at least you will see it there. So there they would take Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu warda. You know the heat, 50 degrees and more. And they would place him there. They would torture him and whoop him and lash him. Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters. 10,000 Sahaba enter. 21st of Ramadan. And it's a Saturday. The 8th year after the Hijrah. And Abu Sufyan is standing there. And he's still not Muslim. Sa'd radiallahu anhu comes. Sa'd's emotions are now fired up. It looks at Abu Sufyan, we never forgot what you did in Uhud. We never forgot what you did here and there. You never allowed us in the 6th year to enter for Umrah. Because emotions. Al-yawmu yawmul malhama. If you want the Urdu translation, aaj, hum tukra tukra kar denge. Aaj keema keema kar denge. If you want the Afrikaans translation, today is kopskit en donor. So that's what he said. Sa'd radiallahu anhu. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Sufyan is radiallahu anhu, is going to embrace Islam. So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'd is saying this. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Al yawmu yawmul marhama is the day of mercy and compassion. The more you forgive, the more Allah will forgive us. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivers the memorable khutbah. What do you think I'm going to do with you? You know what you did with us? They said you are Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem. That you are honorable, you are majestic, Ya Rasulullah. You're the most beloved in the whole world. To Almighty Allah, we are guilty, no mitigation, nothing. We are 100%. Go, and this was the turning point. Go, antumut tulaqa. I give you asylum, I give you amnesty. Go. What they did? They entered into Islam. Yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja, took place. It's Zuhr time. Oh Ummat, oh people of South Africa, Africa, learn the lesson. Sayyidina Bilal, that's why I gave you his story. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, oh Bilal, you cannot enter the Makkah, the Kaaba now. You have to do something first. Labbaik ya Rasulullah, what you want? You must climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and render the Adhan from there. These Arabs, fair in complexion, could not believe what they're seeing. The African who we used to whoop and lash, today he is on top of the Kaaba and we are begging for amnesty and begging for forgiveness. That is Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Do you know Sayyidina Bilal? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an, was the muazzin of the Master alayhi salam in Madinah Munawwara. Abasa wa tawalla anja'ul a'ma. Abdullah bin Umm Maktum is the second muazzin. Both of them are buried in Dimashq. Both of them are buried in Syria, in the same graveyard. We've been there several times with Allah's help, in Babu Saghir. So lo and behold, both muazzins there in Medina, and both buried in the same graveyard in Damascus, in Syria. And when you go to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu arda's Mazar Mubarak, on the wall is written, Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam wa waziru malihi, the muazzin of the Master sallallahu alayhi sallam, and he was the wazir of mali, his minister of finance. That was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, minister of finance. So my brothers, study our history. We have a golden history, but alas, the Muslim, they know more about the shaitan soccer players and cricket players, half of them drunkies and half of them gay, and all these type of things. So you worry about them, and what we're supposed to learn, that we don't learn, my brothers. Read about them and see how motivated you will be, how inspired you will be, what incidents took place during this great month of Ramadan. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us a wonderful Ramadan, inshallah. We conclude with a dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in the second half of Shaban, and let's pay us for the month of Ramadan. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the capital group team, and we thank our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal of the Sirius FM, and all the directors of Ansar, Mashallah, wa Maulana Rashid Musaji, all the trustees there. And you know the janazas took place, so many of our ulama, our Maha Tutla sahab, Maha Padia sahab, Maha Asmal sahab, and our Maha Pandor, I was thinking of him, how I should tell him and request. Kari sahab of Sunade, he had a golden voice. So Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Then our Haji Harun Jackson, our Harun Ba, so Allah grant him, our host here, our brother Shiraz, his father Yusuf Tayyib passed away. Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So we make short dua now, my time is exhausted. So inshallah, tomorrow will be our last program at Masjid An-Nur, Ashawal, especially for the Imams and the Huffaz, and for everybody all. The men, inshallah, you come to the Masjid, everybody else can listen. The Masail and so many issues related to Taraweeh, Ramadan, how we can make it much more meaningful for ourselves and our congregations. We conclude, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samir alim. We'll make a short dua now, and jazakallahu khairan to all of you, barakallahu fi. Short dua, inshallah. Make first salam. Children came nearer, they say, make salam first. Before all the old papas come, the youngsters have to come first. So, children are sharp. When we were young, becoming hafiz, so what we used to do, the people used to bring all the samosas and that. We were very young. So what we used to do, we say, this samosa look nice, put that side there. All those crooked samosas, put for the old papas, they can eat it. So the youngsters, sharpshooters, they all came in front to make salam before the dua. Is it? الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الحمد لله رب العالمين وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم مساكينهم في الجنة. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى. اللهم إن كانوا محسنين فزيد في إحسانهم، وإن كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عن سيئاتهم. اللهم نور قبورهم، اللهم أجرهم من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين. اللهم عليك بالمشركين في الهند يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بالمشركين الظالمين المرتدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Make special dua for our country also. Allah Ta'ala protect us. You know all the kidnapping, hijacking, crime, corruption, always read. فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. Always make dua for the deceased. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين.